they got Adrian Peterson and Percy Harvin. They're breaking out with freaking career games. Adrian Peterson actually said those two are like the Michael Jordans of the league. I don't know about that, but they're having damn good seasons, though.
Let's look at the stats for this one. Ponder had a couple touchdowns again. He's not throwing interceptions either, so pretty efficient. 258 yards. Peterson averaging 5.2 yards a carry last game. Even Gerhardt from Stanford getting some touches.
Yeah. You love to see a white guy do good in the NFL.
White running back.
You don't have many of those in the NFL.
No, you got what, him and Peyton Hillis?
Yeah, I mean, when you're not turning the ball over on offense, that's, I mean, that gives you your chance to win the game. That definitely helps when you're producing and you're not turning the ball over.
How about the Saints? I mean, probably the biggest disappointment of the year. They finally got their first win over the Chargers of all teams.
And it was looking tough for them too. They had to come back in that one.
Then
that was that last Sunday night.
Yeah. Then the undefeated team, other undefeated team on Monday, Texans 23-17 over the Jets. It looked like the Jets were hanging around for a while, but they couldn't really get their offense going. All right, it looks like we're going to go to a break on All Sorts of Sports. Keep it here on radio.dominican.edu.
Yeah. Frisco. Yeah. Frisco. And you know LA up in this. Pasadena, where you at? Yeah, Inglewood.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to All Sorts of Sports with DJ Coke Dog and DJ Showtime. And we're going to tune in. We're looking at the next week's upcoming NFL action. Coming right back to you. We're looking at some power rankings right now. We're looking at the top teams, what they're projected and what they're thinking on who's the top in the NFL.
At number one, surprise, the Texans. Houston Texans still at number one. One of the two undefeated teams in the NFL right now.
That's 5-0. 1-2, number one Texans, and you got number two, the 5-0 Falcons.
Yeah.
And then that Bay Area team's number three, those San Francisco
Giants. Which Bay
Area
team? The Niners.
Those San Francisco, yeah, the Niners, I mean, pardon.
I don't think anybody would get confused on that, though.
Yeah, easy. Easy.
Number four, also 4-1, Ravens. Baltimore Ravens, the other Harbaugh team. This is the third straight season that Baltimore has started 4-1. How about that?
Wow, they start off sharp. They just got to finish.
Yeah, fast starters. How about the Patriots? They're only 3-2, but they're at number five because everybody knows what they can do on offense.
Yeah, they're capable of putting up some big numbers. Their defense starting to come together, I think. And then that number six, you know, defense wins championships. They got a good D in Chicago. They're 4-1 right now.
Oh, yeah, in their past three games, Bears D has scored 5 touchdowns.
That's pretty impressive. Number seven, we got the New York Giants. And so number three, number seven in the power rankings, they're going to be playing next week for a little redemption.
Yeah, a little heavyweight bout.
Hopefully that Eli Manning guy is going down. That's what we're looking for.
Oh, yeah, look out for that boy, Alden Smith. Smith number three. They got three Smiths.
Yeah, they got a bunch of names like that on there.
How about the Vikings at number eight? 4-1.
Yeah, that's a surprise team. That's a sleeper.
Yeah, the running game. I mean, when you have AP, Adrian Peterson to hand the ball off to, be in good shape. All right, how about the Cardinals, number nine? They're 4-1, also in the NFC West, along with the Niners. It's a good division right now.
Yeah, they're looking strong. I think isn't Seattle in that conference as well?
Yeah, Seattle as well.
They're down to number 16 in the power rankings.
They're 3-2 though. And then the Steelers round out the top 10. Only 2-2, but they're getting better.
No, I don't think they updated this too. So they lost last night 2-3.
Yeah.
So they're 2-3. I think
they would go down.
They're going to drop a little bit.
Yeah. Well, after them, you have the Eagles. They're 3-2. All right. That's it for the power rankings. That's all we're going to do on that. How about the upcoming week in the NFL, week 6? Got some matchups.
Yeah, we got the Colts, 2-2. They just came off a nice win against those Green Bay Packers. Aaron Rodgers surprised him. They're going to be playing the New York Jets.
That should be interesting. Jets, we all know what they're going through right now, and the Colts after a huge win.
Yeah, the Jets are struggling. They need to find their mojo.
Yeah, they need to find something, whether it's Tebow. Or
maybe put Tebow in there. I don't know.
I mean, Santonio Holmes was injured last game, their main receiver. Of course, Revis is out for the year.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
Yeah.
They got Tebow on the punt block. They got him on onside recovery.
Yeah,
they got him on all sorts
wide receiver.
Of stuff. Yeah, I don't know they're thinking on that, but I mean he's not playing the quarterback position.
Yeah, trying to get him in there somewhere. How about the all Cleveland or all Ohio game? Cleveland Browns, Cincinnati Bengals.
Yeah, Battle of Ohio. We'll see.
Orange and black.
We'll see who's taking that.
Yeah. Lions, 1-3 still at the Eagles. Eagles are 3-2. Philadelphia's a tough place to play.
Yeah, Philly, they're actually looking kind of shaky. They're winning, but they're barely winning. and they're struggling on the turnovers. Michael Vick's, I mean, he keeps trying to make plays, but he's got to protect the ball. He's been fumbling a lot. He's got to learn when to tuck that, put two hands on the ball and get whatever, slide, whatever he needs to do. But he's got to stop putting the ball on the ground.
The other Bay Area team.
That'll hurt you.
East Bay Raiders.
Unfortunately, my Raiders, after a loss, they got to go play the 5-0 Falcons.
Ugh.
So we're going to have to step up. If we're step up or get left in this league, I guess. The Raiders got to start clicking.
Rams and Dolphins. Rams, I mean, they're also in the NFC West. They're 3-2. Seahawks and Rams are both 3-2. They're in last.
Yeah, that's looking like a tough division.
Nobody
really expected those Rams to be up there, but I mean, I guess they're doing all right. They're actually main wide receiver, little Danny Amendola, went down.
Saw that.
Yeah, he got hurt. I think he's gonna be out for maybe a month or two,
at least.
So that's a tough loss.
Yeah, Miami, they're unpredictable. I mean, saw what they did to the Raiders. But that is the Raiders.
My goodness.
But I mean, with Reggie Bush, you know, he could have a huge day. Anything could happen. We'll see. How about America's team, Cowboys?
America's team
against the 4-1 Ravens in Baltimore.
Yeah, that's gonna be a tough one for the Cowboys. Did they come off a bye or anything?
Yeah, they've only played 4 games.
Yeah, so that's gonna be a tough one in Baltimore. And even though Baltimore, I mean, they came off a 9-point offensive tear up, they only let up 6 though.
Yeah.
So Tony Romo's gonna, I think he's gonna be feeling a little pressure. He's got to perform.
Yeah, against that D, they bring the pressure at home with the added crowd noise on third downs. It's tough. The Cardinals, they're another good home team, taking on the 2-3 Bills. Cardinals looking to make it 5-1.
Yeah, they're looking good. They're starting to look good in these games. In the Bills, I think the Cardinals will take that one, so they could be looking at a 5-1 start. I'm sure that hasn't happened for a while. That's not too crazy good of a high caliber team there.
Then we talked about the 3-2 Seahawks taking on the 3-2 Patriots.
In Seattle.
Yeah, that could be a shootout.
Patriots got to travel across the U.S., meet the Seattle Seahawks. Who do you think is going to take that one?
I'm going to have to go with the Patriots on this one. They're starting to heat up.
Yeah.
Starting to get into a groove. They got the passing game going. They're starting to get the running game going, too. It could be ugly for the Seahawks D.
Yeah, well, I'm going to go the opposite way on that one then. I think Marshawn Lynch is going to tear it up, and that Seattle defense is, I mean, it's pretty strong.
We'll see.
That's no slouches over there on the D end of the Seahawks.
That should be a good one.
Yeah, we'll see what's going to happen this Sunday.
Vikings at Redskins. RG3 and his skins at home against Christian Ponder and the Vikings.
Yeah, let's hope that Robert Griffin will be all right for this week after his mild concussion last week. I think his symptoms are looking all right. He's taken a couple concussion tests, all that stuff. And I think he should be good to go.
Yeah, I'm taking the Redskins on this one. I would love to see RG3 come out swinging against these Vikings.
Yeah, battle back. That'd be nice to see.
Yeah. He's an exciting player to watch.
And the big game, I think, this week is going to be is that Sunday night game? Yeah, Sunday night. The Texans are going to be playing the Packers.
Ooh. In Houston.
Even though the Packers are 2-3, you know what they're capable of. Aaron Rodgers, that's my boy. Went to Butte, went to Cal. Yeah, so he's local.
Yeah, of all the teams that have a chance at knocking the Texans off, giving them their first loss, Packers are definitely one of them.
Yeah, I don't really care about the Packers. I hope they don't do good, but I think they might come out swinging. I think they're going to hand the Texans their first loss of the season.
Could be.
That's just my guess.
Could be. I kind of hope they do. I mean, Texans, they're kind of scary. Hope they lose a game before the season's over. Already looking like Super Bowl favorites.
Yeah, they're looking pretty strong. And then the Monday night's a divisional game. They got the Broncos and the San Diego Chargers.
This will be another good one. 2-3 versus 3-2 in San Diego.
Yeah, the Chargers are leading what is that, the NFC West?
Yeah, that's the West. The AFC West.
AFC West.
Yeah, Peyton Manning and Phillip Rivers should be a good matchup. Peyton Manning still looking to regain his old form that he had in Indy. He's getting there, though.
It's still there, I think. He's still got it. He's just got to mold into this team a little bit. He's got some good weapons on the outside with Demaryius Thomas and Eric Decker. Those guys are a good 1-2 combo. All
right, that'll do it for the NFL this week on all sorts of sports. We're going to take another quick break. We'll be right back. This is radio.dominican.edu. Sorts of sports with Showtime and Cope Dog.
Welcome back. We're switching over sports. We're going on to the baseball. Playoffs are going wild.
Yeah, what are we doing right now? We're actually watching a game here, aren't we, Cope Dog?
Yeah, we got a live stream going on. Washington and St. Louis. Washington's putting a beating on them. Just the third inning is 4-0.
Yeah, and that's game 5. So whoever wins this goes on, takes on the Giants.
Yeah, actually, all these playoff games have been going to Game 5. They've been stretching it.
Yeah, it's been ridiculous so far. This first round of the baseball playoffs, if you're a baseball fan like I am, it's been fun to watch. And this is, you know, interesting because this is who the Giants will play.
So, yeah, I think we're both in favor for Washington winning.
Yeah, I mean, the Cardinals, after last year, saw what they did going all the way. They got a lot of magic in them. I wouldn't really want to face them.
Yeah, so I think Washington's it's a good fit for us. That's the Giants are just waiting on this game, and then we'll be playing
tomorrow. Either tomorrow or Sunday.
Yeah, games are rolling. They're coming quick.
American League Championship Series starts tomorrow. That one, the Yankees just won earlier. They will be taking on the Tigers in New York tomorrow. That should be a good one.
Yeah, it should. Actually, two of the Yankees and the Orioles, two of those went on to extra innings.
Yeah, one went 12 innings, one went 13.
Yeah. That first one ended in New York Yankees walk-off home run.
Yeah. Yeah, Raul Ibanez in the bottom of the ninth, he pinch hit, game-tying home run. And in the 12th, he comes up again, game-winning home run.
Playmaker.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, he put the team on his back right there.
Yeah, what a series that was. I mean, it's tough to pick the best division series so far. Four of them all going to game fives, but Yankees, three of those games decided by one run, Yankees-Orioles.
Yeah, man, it's been close. It's been close baseball. It's exciting.
Yeah, the A's, a tough loss against the Tigers there. Yeah, Verlander.
That last game, Verlander just put a hurting on him. Beat him 6-0.
Yeah, shutout.
Full game shutout.
Crazy.
Yeah, that dude's an ace.
Yeah, he doesn't tire out. He just gets better as the game goes on.
That dude can deal.
Throwing triple digits, bringing the 100-mile-per-hour heat there in the ninth inning.
You actually know that Verlander's dating Kate Upton?
Is he really?
Yeah.
He's got it all, doesn't he?
That's legit. I was pretty pumped when I heard that. That's nice. Good for him, I guess.
He's a gamer.
I was going for her, but I guess he can take this.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that should be good. The Yankees. There's another homer.
Oh, we're
actually
watching the game right now. Washington, another two-run homer. Michael Morse, it's 6-0 in the third.
Wow.
Wow.
They're making a statement out here in the fifth game.
And against Adam Wainwright, one of the best Cardinals pitchers. Jeez.
It's starting to look like that's going to be the San Francisco Giants next.
Yeah, take a good look.
Team.
There they are. And it would be here in Washington, D.C. And see, the Giants wouldn't have home field advantage if they played the Nationals. The Nationals win here. But, hey, they're better on the road. The road team won every game in the Giants-Red series. The road team won every game.
Yeah.
So the Giants, they score a lot more on the road. Basically, they're a better team right now on the road. So, hey, road field advantage. I think that would work for them.
I like that. Rosefield, that man. Let's hope they're getting out all their runs right now.
Oh, yeah.
They're hitting right now.
Oh, and Wainwright's leaving the game after throwing 2 1/3. Wow.
Him out of the game.
I mean, this is it for the Cardinals. They got to take him out early.
Yeah, they're starting. I mean, Washington's going downhill from here.
Yeah, they're fighting for their lives right now, Cardinals. Defending champs. Yeah, so just great series across the board so far. I mean, the Giants, honestly, after game two when they got killed, was it 10-0 or something?
It wasn't good. It wasn't close.
Yeah,
I think it was 8-0.
Yeah, it's like, how could they come back after that? They would have to go into Cincinnati, win 3 in a row.
Yeah. And you actually hear, so the Yankees won today?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you hear that they benched the $250 million worth, and Alex Rodriguez has benched them.
Yeah.
He's been struggling. He's like 2-for-16 in these playoffs in that series with like 9 strikeouts.
He hasn't had a great postseason career besides 2009 when they won it. He did well then.
No.
Nope. That's it.
So they just sat him. They said, hey, grab some pine. You're done.
And hey, one of the biggest plays of the series was him being pinch hit for by Raul Ibanez. And he, of course, was a hero.
Smart move, I guess.
Yeah, great
smart
managerial
move.
Move.
Yeah, he's struggling, batting .125 in these playoffs. I think, what is he? I think he's 38 years old. I think his best years are behind him.
Oh, yeah. He might still be taking the steroids, though, so it's helping him extend his career. But, I mean, some of the biggest stars in these playoffs offensively have been struggling because you face all these good pitchers. Like the Orioles, the middle of their order against CeCe in this whole series. It's just Yes. They were getting it done, and I'm surprised they went five games. They were hitting it all.
Yeah, it's starting to look like pitching is more powerful than hitting. I mean, pitchers have been throwing. You've had a couple perfect games this year. I mean, pitching is going to be batting any day of the week. If that pitcher's feeling it, you know, you're not going to see many hits.
Yeah, that old saying in Major League Baseball, good pitching beats good hitting. True, most of the time it seems like.
Yeah. All right, well, Cope Doc's got to leave a little early. I'm going to leave it over here to my partner Showtime. And just catch us next week. You're listening to All Sorts of Sports, Friday 6 to 7. Stay classy.
Yeah, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
I leave niggas soft for the brain, cause niggas still want the fame off the name. First of all, you ain't rapped long enough to be fucking with me. You ain't strong enough. So whatever it is you pumping on, I got you thinking that you Superman. I got the kryptonite, and I smack him with my dick in the mic. Yeah, niggas characters, not even good actors. What's gonna be the outcome? It's out of all the factors. You act, you twisted, your girl's a hoe. You broke, the kid ain't yours, and everybody know. Your own man say you stupid, you be like, so, I love my baby mother, I never let her go. I'm tired of weak ass niggas whining over foot that don't belong to them. Fuck is wrong with them? They fuck it up for real niggas like my mans and them, who get it all from the strength of their hands with them. Man, y'all gon' make me lose my mind. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me go all out. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me act a fool. Up in here. Heavy and curse the head. No more talk. Put him in the dirt instead. You keep walking, unless you're trying to end up red. Cause if I end up dead, I end up dead. Cause you's a soft type nigga. Fake up north type nigga. Push like a soft fight nigga. Dog is a dog, blood sticking in water. We done been through the mud and we quicker the slaughter. The bigger the order, the more guns we run out. When up in there, everybody come out. When nobody burn out. Send in the sun out. I'ma keep the gun out. Nigga running his mouth. I'ma blow his lung out. Listen, your ass is about to be missing. You know who gon' find you? Some old man fishing. Grandma wishing your soul's at rest. But it's hard to digest with the size of the hole in your chest. Y'all gon' make me lose my mind. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me go all out. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me act a fool. Up in here.
Now. I do what I like, I can quit and get it back like I'm riding a bike. Like stop, bring it back, bring it back. We got that balance keeping us on track that you get when you're moving quick with no slow. You stare like you don't care, but you do though. I know, you really must be so lonely. Puffed up like you're tough, but so phony. You and your boys, you don't know me. You really wanna hold me? Show me, homie. Let's get it over with for good. I got a friction addiction, I wish you would. Machine shop rocking when we step inside. And we got everybody so petrified. Now why is everybody so petrified? What? Petrified. What? Step aside and just drop that. Come on. Drop that. Come on. Drop that. Come on. Drop that. Come on. Listen, you are not ready. Like children in a building, you can't stand steady. It must be the beat so heavy, causing panic attacks like a crack in the levee. Be that Robert Plant dancing days of back, feeling all on the track. And in fact, for those knowing the name, I'm back with some brand new crack. We can do it like that. You really must be so lonely. Puffed up like you're tough, but so phony. You and your boys, you don't know me. You really wanna hold me, show me, homie. Tough talk doesn't mean a thing. Get over yourself, you know when we're up in the scene. It's machine shop rocking when we step inside. And we got everybody so petrified. Now why is everybody so petrified? What? Petrified. What? Step aside and just drop that. Come on. Drop that. Come on. Drop that. Come on. Drop that. Come on. Now why is everybody so petrified? What? Petrified. What? Step aside and just drop that. Come on. Drop that. Come on. Drop that. Come on. Drop that. Come on. Not, not ready. No. Not ready. No. Keep up and drop it steady. So. Do it like that. Like that. Get up. Why is everybody so petrified? What? Petrified. What? Step aside and just drop that. Come on. Drop that. Come on. Drop that. Come on. Drop that. Come on. Why is everybody so petrified? What? Petrified. What? Step aside and just drop that. Come on. Drop that. Come on. Drop that. Come on. Drop that. Come on. Like stop it. Stop. Bring it back. Bring it back. We got that balance keeping us on track. Like stop it. Stop. Bring it back. Bring it back. We got that balance keeping us on track. Like stop it. Stop. Bring it back. Bring it back. On track like stop it, stop, bring it back, bring it back. We got that balance keeping us on track like stop it, stop it, stop it.
Welcome back to All Sorts of Sports on radio.dominican.edu. This is the last man standing showtime with you here on this Friday night. And listen, before we get back to baseball, I just want to throw something out there for you. I'm going to make a Super Bowl prediction. Mark it down, October 12th. Showtime is taking the San Francisco 49ers to win over the Houston Texans 27-13. I'm calling it 27-13 Niners over the Texans. Just wait, you'll see. Alright, let's go back to baseball now. A little update. Still watching the last division series game here. Last playoff game from the first round. Cardinals still down 6-0 to the Washington Nationals. It's in the top of the fourth. Gio Gonzalez pitching for the Nats. And I'm looking at this article about Lincecum. Those of you that don't know, I mean, obviously Lincecum had a disappointing season, to say the least, this year for the Giants. Worst of his career. In fact, the worst of just about any other starting pitcher this year. I mean, he hasn't started any playoff games, and of course, you know, he's been their ace always, except for this year in the playoffs. In 2010, he's the playoff MVP. He had a huge first game of the playoffs against the Braves, went the distance, 14 strikeouts. won some big games up until the World Series, pitched game one, did pretty well. But then game five was memorable. Started that game, the clinching game. Went deep into it, did very well. Gave up one run, I think. And of course, Wilson closed it out, and then that was history. Giants won the World Series in five games. But Bruce Bochy, Giants skipper, saying, you know, Kane's not going to pitch game one. He just pitched game five against the Reds. So they keep the same rotation they had in the first round. It would go Bumgarner game one, then Vogelsong, then you'd probably throw Kane in game three, and then Zito. But if you take Zito out, as he struggled his last start, he only threw two and two-thirds innings, gave up four hits, four walks, and a couple of runs. I still gave the Giants a chance to win, but on a very short length of time, bullpen had to pick him up. A lot of walks. You don't want to see that. Definitely don't want to see that in the playoffs. So if you take Zito out of the equation, it could be Bumgarner, Vogelsong, Kane, Lincecum, game four. And Lincecum has been pitching out of the bullpen, and he's been doing pretty well. It looks like he's been kind of angry, you know? Nothing else. He's had more energy, as a reliever should, especially a closer coming out of that bullpen. You know, you got to get warmed up fast, got to get ready right away. Got to come in, you know, firing high velocity already. Can't take a few innings to get your pitches all working like a starter, like he's used to. And, you know, historically before this playoffs, he hasn't been too good as a reliever. So, I mean, he's had limited experience as one, but hey, this year he's looking strong. So, who knows? Lincecum has been doing well lately. As a Game 4 starter, he could be a pretty good Game 4 starter, getting paid $20 million. So, we'll see. Another scenario, you might switch up Vogelsong and Bumgarner. Have Vogelsong go first, Bumgarner second, Kane third, and then Lincecum or Zito. Also, if you want to move Lincecum up and Vogelsong down, and there are a few different options here. You go Bumgarner, Lincecum, Kane, Vogelsong, or switch Bumgarner and Vogelsong. It just depends if you want to you know, have a righty or a lefty starter in there for game one. Depends on how Bochy wants to play the matchups. Let's see, so the ALCS, that starts tomorrow. That's on at 8 Eastern, 5 Pacific. That'll be the Tigers and the Yankees. The Yankees won a couple hours ago. Beat the Orioles. And they will be taking on the Tigers in New York. Now, CeCe pitched today, their ace. CeCe Sabathia, and Verlander just pitched yesterday for the Tigers. So that matchup of the two aces won't be coming until probably game three or four. You know, Verlander's got one more day rest than CeCe at this point, since he pitched yesterday and CeCe today. So CeCe might go game four unless they bump him up to game three. That's after a travel day. That'll be Tuesday. But it looks like Doug Fister for the Tigers tomorrow, and he's been doing well. Good, he had a good year last year too in the playoffs, so we'll see how that works out. Then the Giants, they play either, well, it looks like the Nationals. They're up 6-1 right now over the Cardinals. Either the Nationals or the Cardinals. So if they play the Nationals, it'll be in DC. If they play St. Louis, it'll be in San Francisco. And I mean, as I said earlier, I would actually want the road field advantage. I don't really feel too comfortable with the Giants at home right now. They can't score there. Can't really pitch very well there either now. So they're a lot better team on the road as of late. And that starts Sunday at 5 o'clock. Pacific. That's on Fox. The ALCS is on TBS. And I just got to say one thing about the broadcasters. At TBS, they're decent. You know, they got some ex-players in there. They know what they're doing. They have either a two-man or a three-man booth on the TV side. On Fox, though, and the World Series is also on Fox this year, in addition to the NLCS. So the Giants win this series. You'll be hearing Giants games from here on out. We broadcast by none other than the Emmy-winning Fox Sports broadcast team of Joe Buck and Tim McCarver. All I have to say about that is a sigh, because those are probably my two least favorite baseball broadcasters of all time. Showtime does not like Joe Buck or Tim McCarver, especially Tim McCarver. Now, Joe Buck, well, he is a broadcaster, and he also broadcasts football on Fox, sometimes even the Super Bowl. Fox covers it. So he broadcasts the Super Bowl and the World Series. He's not even that good. He's better at football, though. But his dad, Jack Buck, was a legendary broadcaster. The Cardinals called some big moments in history, Hall of Famer. And so since he was so great, you know, his son, Joe, obviously got the job, and that's why he's in there, or else he wouldn't, you know, be doing the World Series or the Super Bowl. And then Tim McCarver, he was on great Cardinals teams in the 60s. That's how old he is. Won some World Series. He's a decent player. But, I mean, he's been doing the World Series for, what, almost 30 years now. I just don't like them. They're just grating to listen to. It's not fun. Just gotta say that. Gotta hate on them a little bit. I wish somebody else was doing the game. I mean, I know it's national TV, the playoffs, but why not have the Giants broadcasters broadcast the game, you know? And maybe the other team's broadcaster too. Let's say it's the Nationals. And then you just have, you know, divide up the nation. Everybody, you know, on the Washington, D.C. side of things, the east half of the United States gets the Washington broadcaster's feed. Everybody else gets the Giants. You know, why not? Or just pick one team of broadcasters. Or have, you know, like one Nationals broadcaster, one Giants broadcaster. But these national guys, you know, they really don't know what they're talking about. So they tell you things that you already know, like, oh, Posey had a great year. You know, they sum up the whole season. I just, you know, I don't like it. I think they're boneheads, but anyway. Looks like it's still 6-1 Washington here. But, looks like I'm about to head out. It's about 7 o'clock. Yep, still 6-1 Washington, bottom of the fourth. Looking strong, so looks like Giants' next victim. We'll see what happens today, and then go Giants on Sunday. And for all you Tigers fans out there, you know, I got some listening. Go Tigers tomorrow against the New York Yankees. All right, I'm going to call it a day here in all sorts of sports. This is Showtime. Signing off. Please tune in next week, same time, same place, 6 p.m. Pacific on radio.dominican.edu. This is All Sorts of Sports. Stay classy.